AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. U.S. President Donald Trump will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin tomorrow. It's a possible pivot point in efforts to end the war in Ukraine. Here's Trump speaking with reporters aboard Air Force One about the meeting.
We're doing pretty well, I think, with Russia. And we'll see if we have something to announce maybe by Tuesday. I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday. And a lot of work's been done over the weekend. We want to see if we can bring that war to an end. Maybe we can, maybe we can't, but I think we have a very good chance.
Americans haven't changed much on their opinions on sports betting. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on a new poll from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research.
Most U.S. adults, 6 out of 10, say betting on professional sports is okay, but legal betting on college sports, the majority don't want it in their state. In the new poll, about a quarter of U.S. adults say they frequently or occasionally bet on professional or college sports with friends or through an office pool. That's down from 36% in 2019. About one quarter said they bet at least frequently in person at casinos, and 14% say they regularly wager online. Both of those percentages are generally unchanged from 6 years ago.
Severe weather made its way across the United States this weekend. In an AP interview, Latricia Carter of Dallas, Georgia, says the storm did a lot of damage in her area.
I felt so bad for a lot of the neighbors because I know the trees that were that split houses, they had theirs impaled into their roofs and stuff like that. So it's just heartbreaking when you don't have anything that you can do and you're helpless.
Retail sales rose just 0.2% in February. Sales rose at grocery stores, home and garden stores. And they fell at auto dealers, restaurants, and electronic stores. This is AP News. There will be no drama over the next host of the Oscars. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Conan O'Brien will be back to host the Academy Awards next year. The announcement comes very early. O'Brien hosted the Oscars for the first time earlier this month.
It's Hollywood's biggest night. It starts at 4 in the afternoon.
The Oscars on ABC drew its biggest audience in 5 years. Disney's Craig Erwich says O'Brien's unique comedic style perfectly captured the moment.
Netflix leads all studios with an impressive 18, count them, 18 price increases.
Oscars organizers say the show was also successful in social media metrics, outperforming both the Grammy Awards and the Super Bowl. In a statement, Conan O'Brien said the only reason he's hosting the Oscars next year is that he wants to hear Best Actor Adrian Brody finish his speech. I'm Ed Donahue.
The S&P 500 rose 0.2% today. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.